I often get email from customers asking about using other JavaScript user interface libraries alongside the Microsoft Ajax technologies. So in this video, I'll demonstrate using Prototype and Scriptaculous along with the Microsoft Ajax, ASP.NET 2.0 Ajax extensions. So to get started, we'll fire up Visual Web Developer. We'll create a new Ajax-enabled website. And I'm going to just get rid of the default.asbx page and add a master page. And in the master page, I'm going to add some static style sheet, just that we're going to use for the demonstration using Prototype and Scriptaculous. And actually, what we're really going to do is we're going to use I'm going to use Scriptaculous, which is a user interface library, client-side only. It's a bunch of JavaScript files, and it's based on Prototype, so there's a Prototype dependency. And I've pre-downloaded the files since I'm having some connectivity issues with the Scriptaculous site. Here's the Prototype library. It's just one JavaScript file, and then the Scriptaculous files are a whole collection of different JavaScript files. I'm going to specifically use the slider control. And to use the slider control, I'm going to need a couple of images. So I'm going to grab those files, and I'm going to drop them into my solution here. And then here in my master page, I'm going to add a script manager instance. Right? So I'm going to include the script manager on my page. And I'll do that by going down to the Ajax Extensions tab in my Visual Studio Toolbox and grabbing a Script Manager instance and dropping it inside the base form control on my master page. Now, because I want to use the Prototype and the Scriptaculous slider controls, I'm going to include these here, referenced in the master page. However, if you're not going to use, if whatever you're including, you're not going to use in all of the pages in your website or in the majority of the pages in your website, then you probably want to use the Script Manager proxy and create those script references on a per page basis. But for the purposes of the demo, I'm going to go ahead and add the references here at the master page level. So I'm going to make a scripts collection, and then I'm going to add a script reference, and we're going to set the path equal to prototype.js to begin with, and then I'm going to add another script reference and set the path equal to the Scriptaculous control that I'm interested in, which is slider.js. And this will let me program against both of those. Now I can go ahead and so if we hop over here, you can see just got the standard standard placeholder here. Now I can go ahead and say let's add a new web form, and we'll select the master page, and then we can choose the master page that we just created. And so here's sort of in design mode where we can start to add out the content that's specific to this page, having inherited from the master page. So let's hop over into source mode here. And so let's add a header here. This is going to be our slider control demo. And first, I'm going to add a div, and I'm going to call this div track ID, or just track 1. And this is that's the ID that I'll use to reference it in the Scriptaculous code. I'm also going to just hard code a bit of style snippet here. So, oops. So I'll say width, make it 200. Pixels, and height will make 9 pixels. And obviously, I don't intend this to be a tutorial on using Prototype or Scriptaculous. I just want to demonstrate that because the ASP.NET client-side framework is all contained within its own namespace, it's really pretty compatible. I've tried it with maybe 10 or 11 different client-side libraries. You can, on occasion, it's possible that another client-side library can create an incompatibility, but I've found those to be very few and far between. So. Okay, so inside that div, I'm going to create another div, which will be the handle for this slider control that we're going to be using. So div ID equals IDE, just ID, handle 1, that's what we'll call it, and let's give this a little style attribute as well, and see. We'll make this set width to 19 pixels, and let's set a height to 20 pixels. Should do it. And in here, I'm going to put an image tag, which is going to be the handle that we're going to pick up and slide using the Scriptaculous slider control. So we'll do that, and I'll say source equal images, because that's the name of the folder that I included, and inside that is this slider images handle. So that's the image that we want to use. So I'll cut and paste the name there. We don't care about having an alt here, and I'll add just a little, little style attribute, and let's just make that float left. Okay. Next, I need an area where I can display the results of my slider control. So let's just add a break here, and then we'll add a paragraph. And we'll give it an ID. We'll call it disp area. And we'll just add a non-breaking space, so it'll be the space will be visible before we start to add stuff there. Now, next we need to add the JavaScript that will actually handle the use of the Scriptaculous slider control. So let's add a script section. Language is going to be JavaScript. Type will be text JavaScript. Now we just dim up an instance of that slider control, so we'll say new control.slider, and we're going to pass in the handle and the track, or the where we want the slider to slide. So we'll do that as follows. We'll say handle 1 is the name of the handle, and track is the name of the track. All right, so track is this div container here, and actually I'm going to scooch this div scooch this up here. There we go. So we've got the handle and the track. And let's say on slide, function. Just a little bit of JavaScript trickery here. Say disp area inner HTML equals slide, and that should be single quotes actually. And then on change, HTML. Changed. Plus V. Okay. So the other thing that I want to do here is I want to add an update panel just to demonstrate using both these third-party user interface sort of visual enhancements along with the Microsoft Ajax technology. So let's just put an update panel on the page as well. Let's grab a button, put the button in the update panel, size it out a little bit, and then program a code behind, and then let's say button1.text. So we'll just set the text in the button to be the current date and time. All right, simple enough. That will show both working at the same time. So let's fix this. All right, let's go ahead and run now. So you can see we've got the update panel is here that contains this button control, and notice we're successfully getting the partial page update using the update panel, no JavaScript errors. And here's the Scriptaculous slider control that works just fine. So you can see the two working in conjunction here, and for the most part, at least in my experience, I've encountered very few compatibility problems using third-party JavaScript libraries to enhance your user interface along with the Microsoft Ajax technologies, primarily because they're designed to be compatible with basically whatever you want to use. So hopefully that's a good demonstration of how you can extend the aesthetic value of your user interface by adding other JavaScript libraries that you might find out there on the internet or that you might write yourself to the functionality that's provided by the Microsoft Ajax technologies.